Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Many of you women may be bored by the following conversation because we were just talking about this activity at a local school here where kids were asked to basically line up with a wooden bat in hand and hit a volleyball off of a cone. One kid here got hurt pretty bad, man. He's had a tough summer. He's had to spend the summer in the hospital. His shoulder's all jacked up. I feel bad for the kid now, but I asked for guys to call up and describe the dangerous games that they made up as kids. And they really did happen mostly in the summertime. You're bored, yep, man. The first week, you've got so many things to do that first week of summer. But then by day eight, man, it's all about like seeing how much stuff you could put in the microwave and turn on.
You can blow up.
How many ants you can like set on fire with a
magnifying glass.
And then when you get really, really bored, you start making up games to hurt each other. Good morning, Scott. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? Okay. What childhood game, looking back at it now, did you guys make up that just, I mean, you should be dead because of it?
We actually, when we were kids, we had motorcycles, and we decided one day to take a rope, tie it to the back of our motorcycle, and skateboard behind it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
And we, let me just tell you, we zipped each other around the neighborhood at about 30 miles an hour. And we learned a quick lesson in physics. We learned that plastic wheels and metal ball bearings don't last very long at 30 miles an hour.
No.
Oh, no.
And I said, if I saw my kids doing this today, I would crap myself.
I learned it from you.
Yeah.
That's funny. Here is Vincent. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
What's up?
Okay. One of the things we did is jousting like knights used to do. We get on bikes, take garden rakes and motorcycle helmets, and then metal trash cans as our shield and lids. We go riding down the street against each other, and then try and knock each other off. You have to let go of the handlebars.
Yeah, man.
And you were jousting.
Garden rake jousting
that
on your bike.
Awesome.
That's really beautiful right there, man.
That's funny. Make do with what you got, and I love that.
A lot of these are going to have to do with bikes. I remember some guys on my street, I was too young to do it, but they used to play like bike roulette. And what they did was they loosened up the screws on the forks of the bike. You know what the forks are? The forks hold the wheel to the rest of the bike.
That's brilliant.
They had to go off a jump and land the bike. And every time they did that, they had to loosen the screws on the forks just a little bit more. And the next guy would go and he'd jump. And if the wheel stayed on, that was great. But eventually, that wheel was going to fall off while you were in midair.
And you would faceplant into the asphalt.
Into the asphalt. That was that was the object of the game, was to scrape your chin on the asphalt.
Awful. That's great. Awful.
Hey, Davis, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
what's
morning.
Happening?
All right, well, our game was called Suicide. What we'd do is we'd take either a handbar or a tennis ball and throw it up against the wall, and you had to catch it. Mm-hmm. If you didn't catch it, then you had to run to the wall and touch it before somebody trips you and, you know, beat you up until you go ahead and hit the wall.
I think guys I knew play that same game.
It's just a reason to beat each other up.
Hit each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Here's Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I just want to tell you, I grew up in the country, like the deep country, and like every summer, a game that we used to play was called Pinecone Wars, where we used to all go around and like grab like a bunch of pine cones, and we had like maybe two teams of five people. We each had our bunkers, and what we used to do was throw around the pine cones and stuff. And when you hit somebody with a pine cone with the sticky thing, oh my gosh, like we used to hit each other in the face, like in the back, like we used to always have to go in and like, you know, get Band-Aids or, like, alcohol on those swords and stuff. I mean, it was very, very brutal, but it was a fun game. We always had fun doing it.
Do you have any permanent scars?
I do. I have one on my arm because, like, we had to go to the hospital for one scar because, like, the pine cone had got stuck, like, embedded so hard in my bag because we only got three of the green pine cones because those were a little bit heavier than the brown pine cone, so you only got three of those to throw in. So once those three were gone, that was it. But it was good times, really good times.
I'll tell you what, if we were a different radio station, man, it would be fun to do like the Olympic Games with all of these as adults, you know?
We I don't know what the point of this game was, but this is something we used to do in the winter in Syracuse because we had a science teacher show us that, like, if you have, if you use rubbing alcohol, like, the fire that burns from rubbing alcohol isn't as hot as fire that burns from, like, you know, other stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, he used to do a thing where he would, like, make his fingers, you know, catch on fire on blue. So, I don't know how this evolved into us pouring rubbing alcohol all over friends, one of the Whalen twins' snowsuits. And lighting him on fire and then pushing him into a snowbank.
Oh, man.
So we used to do that a lot to him.
until
the plastic on his snowsuit melted over the zipper and his parents got mad because they couldn't get him out and they had to cut the snowsuit off him.
Oh, no.
And I think my parents had to pay $18 for a new Kmart snowsuit.
These are the reasons right here, and all these games are part of the reason why if you go up to 10 guys, 9 guys have a scar on their face somewhere.
Somewhere. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, it's like an honest God. Go ahead, ask 10 guys today. 9 of them will have something on like their temple or on their chin, something. Yeah. All right, this one would be hard to beat. I think this is our closer call right here. We're talking about the games that as a young child dudes used to make up. I mean, there are no rules to it, but they're so dangerous looking back at them as adults. All right, Will, I think you're going to be my closer here, man.
All right, man. Yeah, a couple friends. You know, we grew up a little country, so we had bows and arrows and whatnot. So we get a little bored, and sometimes we lay out in the yard, a group of us, and shoot an arrow up in the air and see who would lay there the longest before it came back down.
That's fantastic. That's it.
Yeah,
see, this kid, we would never get a call from a woman like that. Oh, never, never,
that
never. Did it ever get to the point where somebody just waited a little too long and the arrow hit him?
No, luckily, none of us ever got pincushioned. Although we did used to play another game, which was throwing darts up in the air.
Yeah.
I got stuck in the top of the head with that one.
Oh, no.
Look at the dudes in your office today and just ask them where the scar is. Don't ask them if they have a scar. Ask them where the scar is. That's the reason why right there.
And the story behind it.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, separate note here. Let's see if you guys will bite here. We would love for you to give us a call right now. If there is something going on in your life this weekend that is so, like, out of the ordinary or so, like, newsworthy, what's the word I'm looking for?
Just something so exciting that you're looking forward to. You've been thinking about it all week, and something big is going to happen in your life, and you're just planning for it, and it's going to be happening this weekend.
Like, this could be a life-changing weekend for you. Now, this could go the other way also. Like, tell us about your weekend because you have to break up with somebody that you've been with for 7 years or something like that. If there's anything out of the ordinary going on in your life this weekend, we want to talk to you about it today and then find out how it went on Monday. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378.
I was going to say life-changing could be good or bad. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So it can, anything that, you know, a pivotal turn is going to take place this weekend.
You've
hopefully
been,
good.
Like anticipating it, like maybe you found a long lost sibling online. You're going to meet them for the first time this weekend. I think when we've done it before, somebody was going to meet like their biological parents for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anything that could be life changing.
It could be a first date that you've wanted to go on for months and months and months. And it's finally happening. For us, it'll be our trip to Nashville. To be in front of a completely different audience for the first time. So we may come in here with some Monday stories also, telling you that Wendy puked her way all the way down Broadway.
Oh,
which
I'm
will
over
be
that
fun.
Face. That's a country song in itself. I mean, puking down Broadway. We should write the lyrics.
Maybe this weekend, I'm looking for some more examples too as we're trying to get some people on the phone. Like maybe you've been trying to have a baby for so long, and you found out you're pregnant and you've been waiting this weekend to tell your husband about it.
We've had people who are coming into inheritance, like a big inheritance, or had one that they didn't tell like a potential girlfriend or boyfriend or fiance about that they were going to break that news to them. It could be anything random like that, you know?
I can't think of any more examples. I'm out. I'm tapped.
You could be getting a new prosthetic leg, like, because you've grown and the one
we've
you have
taken
right
that call so many times.
Yeah, we don't want to be redundant.
Or ridiculous. Jeff. Ray.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Casey.
Hey, Casey,
thank you for calling the Burt Show. What is going on in your life this weekend that we have to check back with you on Monday morning?
We are going in to have my first baby boy on Sunday.
Congratulations.
Now, is this the family's first baby, period, or is this your first baby boy?
This is the family's first baby, period. My mom, the grandmother, has 7 brothers and sisters. She's the last one to have a baby, a grandbaby.
She's ready.
She's been in the pressure cooker for a while now.
The pressure's been on. My brother was married for 10 years, no baby, and so focus has shifted to us now.
What is the game plan for you once you're in the delivery room? Are you going to be checking things out, or are you going to be hiding behind the sheet?
I think I'm going to be all up in it, man. I think I'm ready to check it out. I say that I might
be careful what you ask for.
Be face down on the floor, but
you get in there, man. At least for me, everybody's so different. For me, I was like, you know, I'm just going to stand by the head here, baby, and I'll make sure that you're feeling okay and everything. But I think I won't watch the actual birth. And then I got in there, and I got like all National Geographic about it. I'm like, oh, I want to see everything. And it was fascinating, dude. Fascinating.
I can't wait. I think I'm going to actually, you know, throw in a stethoscope and get in there with
the doctor. Well, congratulations.
Awesome. Yeah, congratulations.
That's exciting.
That is funny because it's sometimes the most unlikely potential dads who get way into it.
Crying.
The ones you think would be like super squeamish end up being the ones that can handle it all and are doing really great with it and like are in there with the video camera.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. It's been 9 months every day counting down, and now the day is finally here. We're going to go in and get induced.
It's
going to be awesome.
Right on. Let me put you on hold, and we'll check back with you on Monday, okay, Casey?
All right, guys.
Thanks. I remember that day, like, Stacy, my wife and I had completely different reactions to that day. Like, I wanted to see everything, everything. And while we were having Hayden, I said to Stace, I'm like, because at that point we thought we were having one child. And I'm all, baby, this is the only child we're having. You got to watch this happen, right? Mm-hmm. So the nurses wheeled on over a mirror and they have it angled so you can see if you want and you are delivering the baby. And my wife was so grossed out by it. She's like, get that mirror out of there. Get it out. It took her about 3 seconds.
It would throw my focus off. I mean, that for me, I would want to concentrate. I wouldn't want to see all.
Well, because we're always so worried about our appearance, you know?
At that point, you don't care.
Yeah, but putting a mirror in your face makes you care.
Maybe.
Don't put a mirror in my face when I'm not looking my prettiest, you know?
Ann wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Ann, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bud
Show.
Hello.
All right, what's going on in your life this weekend that is so exciting? You got to share it with us now, and then we'll check back with you on Monday.
So my baby sister is getting married on Sunday.
Cute.
And I am really excited. She's super spoiled. She's been in Brazilla, and I've been hiding my pregnancy. I'm almost 4 months, and I'm hoping I'm not as big as I think I am when I walk down the aisle as her matron of honor.
Oh, congratulations on both ends. That's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah,
so you're a little insecure that this weekend someone's going to call you out on it.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like racing to the alteration shop as we speak now to get my breast altered to let it out another inch.
So I think that's cool, funny. Though. So you're waiting until all the wedding is done before you break the news to the family?
Yeah, because she's super divalicious and super Brazilla, and if she thought I was pregnant, she would totally kick me out of her wedding.
Oh, wow.
All right, Ann, let me put you on hold, and we'll check back with you on Monday, and we'll see if anybody calls you out on it over the weekend, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
Here is Carolyn. Good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I love your show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's going on in your life this weekend?
I'm actually meeting a half-brother that I haven't seen since he was an infant, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Wow, that'll be cool. Yeah.
What's the history here? This is exciting.
Well, my parents got divorced when I was really, really, really young, probably about 3 or 4 years old. And my dad got primary custody of me, and my mom had a sibling after the fact, and I remember him vaguely from when I was that age, but he lives up in Jersey, and I live down here now, so he's probably, well, theoretically, he's driving through here to go to Florida this weekend, so I'll be meeting him for the first time, and he's 21 years old. So.
Wow.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Good for you.
We've done stuff like this before and checked back on Monday with people in a very similar situation as you, and that bloodline is so tight. Like, you would think it would be awkward, like you're talking to a stranger, but for whatever reason, that bloodline ties you guys, and if I were going to make a prediction, I'd say it's not going to be awkward at all.
No, especially with the siblings.
I hope not, because it's kind of, I'm trying to see if it's actually going to work out right now. I've kind of been in contact with them, so it's kind of up in the air, but I'm really hoping it's going to happen this weekend.
Oh, awesome. Do everything you can to make that happen. Agreed. That's going to be such a cool connection for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see.
All right, we'll check
awesome.
Back with you
Good
on Monday.
Luck.
Thank you.
You can tell how excited she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I'm excited too. So
good for you. We'll talk to you on Monday, okay? Hold on.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
She's so excited she didn't know that you were saying that you were excited for her.
Okay. She is excited.
I'm so excited that Jen's excited about her excitement.
Here is Shelly. Good morning, Shelly. You are on The Burt Show. What's happening?
Makes me excited.
Good morning. My mother, well, my grandmother, she told me a story about 6 years ago that my mother, that there was a secret about my mother that she would never reveal unless if she died before, if my mother died before her, then she would reveal it to me. My grandmother has since passed, and my mother is still alive, and she's living with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease as well as emphysema. My mother, the family has always known that my mother was married before she met my father, to a man that was in the military. Over the last year or so, this has really eaten at me, wanting to know what the big secret was about my mother. So I confronted my father with it about 6 months ago and asked him, because I want to know before my mother passes away what this big secret was that my grandmother would not say unless my mother had already passed.
Wow.
Right.
My father did tell me that he did hear a story years ago that my mother had a baby with her first husband and that she had give up to him because he was born club-footed. Since then, just last week, it's just over the last couple months, it's been weighing very heavy on my heart. And then last week, I opened a fortune cookie, and it said, ask your mother. So this weekend, I'm prepared to ask my mother, do I have another sibling?
Wow.
Whoa. Now, are you going to ask your, are you going to detail for your mom the same details you just gave us? Like, this is what your grandma said, or are you just going to come out of nowhere with it?
I think I'm just going to blame it on the grandmother that my grandmother told me, since she can't get mad at her, she has already passed.
That's safe.
I don't want her mad at my father.
Ooh.
Wow. Right.
That's insane.
Wow.
Fortune cookie part's creepy.
Yeah.
That is the freaky part. It's weighing so heavy on my heart, and I've never had one that just said, ask your mother.
And we were talking about signs earlier. Yeah, I mean, this could be the sign that you were looking for right there.
It is. So, and because my mother is sick, and she's had this lung disease for so long, her time is limited. And so if I don't ask this now, I may not have a second chance to ask this.
Wow. I'm wondering, how long ago did your grandmother tell you this?
It's been about 6 years.
6 years now. Like, I'm wondering if your mom will be more open to tell you now, because you've had 6 years to think about it. So if she does say, yes, it's true, you're not going to be shocked.
Right. Right.
Huh. Wow. Boy, that's a deep weekend right there. Wow, we'll definitely check back with you. Yeah. All right, well, let's check back.
Good luck.
Yeah, let's check back on Monday. Good luck with that, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, Shelly, don't go anywhere. I want to put you on hold.
Thank you again.
And I'm going to take one more call to check in with on Monday morning. Sue, you are on The Voice Disguiser. What is going on?
Hi.
Hey, morning.
Okay, so this is what's going on. I come from a very big family, and there's a lot of, I have a lot of cousins. I'm an only child, but I have a lot of cousins. Well, my aunt is getting married, and my grandfather, on the same weekend, is going to let all of his grandkids know which one is getting the big inheritance.
What?
Large sum of money.
Only one of them's getting it?
Only one of us.
It's like a lottery?
The grandpa lottery.
Pretty much. And so we're finally going to know which one. And I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm kind of the favorite because I'm the daughter of my grandfather's only boy. And, you know, guys... very you know, family kind of revolves around the men. It's just the way our family is. And and I'm the one leaving for college.
Wow. So how is this going to work this weekend? He's lining all of you guys up, and he's going to say, okay.
You know,
but your aunt's getting married. Isn't this going to take away from the wedding day?
No, because she gave her permission, so that's not a big deal. And it's going to be one of the few times that we're all going to be together. And, you know, he's going to give here and there to, you know, the kids, because I'm not the only one. Yeah, the other grandkids. But, he's giving a huge sum of money to one grandkid, and I'm like, oh my God, this would be so awesome.
How much are we talking about potentially here?
A little over 30,000, and we don't get it all one time, but like get a large sum of money, and then the rest of it's going into a trust that we're going to be able to acquire over time, and like it would be amazing. So it's a big weekend.
So what if he decides that he's going to split it up between everybody? How many grandkids are there to divide it between?
There are 5 of us.
5.
Okay, so if he divides it by 5, are you going to be disappointed?
No, not at all, not at all. And I know there's going to be some, he's going to give some to everyone.
But somebody's getting the mother load.
But you're
getting 35 grand.
Yeah.
And she's pretty sure it's her.
Yeah, and she said, I'm the favorite.
Sue, let me be totally honest with us, because you're on The Voice, Disguiser, and there's really no accountability. Have you been jockeying for this inheritance for the last couple of years?
Oh, yes. Oh, I have. I've over the last few months, I'm the one who's been calling up, you know, my grandfather being like, hey, how are you doing? Just, you know, keeping my name in there.
In the hat.
Yeah. Wow.
So at some point this weekend, he sits all you down and he says, all right, Mary, I am giving you 3 grand. He says, Wendy, I am giving you 6 grand. And then he says, Sue, I'm giving you $30,000, and it'll all be in front of each other.
Yes, pretty much. And there's different things, because he's moving out of the country, so he's, like, leaving somebody land, he's leaving somebody money, and he's, you know, stuff like that. And I really want the cash.
Oh, this is going to be fun on Monday. Okay, Sue, let me put you on hold. Don't go anywhere.
All right.
And I want to get your phone number, because we'll check back with you on the same time on Monday, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on.
I mean, I hate to brag, but I'm the favorite.
I know, right? And you know she's every decision she's made the last couple of months when it comes to grandpops has been calculated.
Yes.
Hoping to get the inheritance. All right, we'll check back with all of them on Monday morning's Bird Show.
The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so this AskMen.com put a survey up online, and I think they did it in conjunction with Cosmo.com also. And they asked questions of the modern man. They got a whole bunch of responses, and they called it the 2010 Great Male Survey. I'll read some of these responses to you guys. You tell me if they're shocking to you or not, or if you guys want to get in on it, just give us a call. 1-877-588-BERT, 1-877-588-2378. There were so many. There were like 100 that I sifted through yesterday, and I think I found the ones that are the most debatable. Both Tiger Woods and Jesse James were caught cheating with what the media has deemed to be trashy mistresses. What is appealing about pursuing a relationship with a trashy woman? 48% of dudes said she will probably do things in the bedroom that I wouldn't dare ask a girlfriend or a wife.
I wish we could ask you to define that.
What do you mean?
Like, what is that? That you wouldn't ask your girlfriend or your wife to do, but you would ask somebody that was considered skankier or trashier to do?
I don't think we could talk about specifics, but I think if you have like a sort of a fantasy.
A fetish.
Like a, some kind maybe? Of fetish, and you're just nervous to tell your wife or your girlfriend about it, then you find somebody trashy that you can have an affair with on the side, and it
you
doesn't
can
matter
say
if
that
she's
too.
What's that?
That you can say that too without fear of getting slapped.
Yeah, and if she judges you and says that you're a creeper, then you haven't lost anything.
Hmm.
That makes sense.
I just can't figure out what that stuff is, but maybe I don't want to know.
I think you'd be surprised. Like,
do you want me to whisper some of them to you?
Yeah, come here.
Somewhere in this survey, slower. It also has, like, how comfortable are you telling your significant other about your fantasies? And about half the dudes and half the women said they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, really? I think that's sad.
They won't share it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of couples that probably don't communicate about the bedroom very well.
Mm-hmm. I think you're probably right. 33% answered there's nothing appealing about pursuing a relationship with a trashy woman. 13% said she probably dresses more provocatively, which heightens attraction. And then 6% is a stupid answer. Heidi Montag's breast enhancement surgery drew a lot of attention. Do you find surgically enhanced breasts attractive? Remember, this is just dudes answering on this one. 40% said, no, I only like the real deal.
Wow.
Is that encouraging?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been in that 40% until my wife got them. And then I realized I like them. I like the fake ones. 27%, yes, I love big breasts on women, whether they are real or fake. 22%, breast size doesn't matter to me. 10%, no, I actually prefer smaller breasts on a woman.
Save that.
Which of the following toned body parts do you think women appreciate the most? Wendy, based on our last conversation, you want to answer that?
On guys.
Yeah. Which of the following toned body parts do you think women appreciate the most? So they're asking dudes, when a woman is looking at you, what do you think she's looking at first?
Oh, those little V muscles right by the abs. Mm.
What are those things called?
V muscles.
Pointing you in the right direction?
Exactly.
Jeff, do you know? Never mind. 50% abs. I think that's part of the ab family, isn't it?
It's part of it, I think.
20% arms, 20% chests, arms.
Mm. Yeah, guns.
The back muscles are really hot. Oh.
To me, the arms. If you're talking to a guy and you reach over and feel his arms.
It's like, grass it.
Someone told me a long time ago, a trainer told me this a long time ago, not the trainer you think, told me that arms to a woman is the same as breasts are to a guy.
I would say probably, yeah.
Is that accurate?
I don't
know. Depends on if you're a boob guy or a butt guy, though.
I'm guessing this trainer had great arms.
Well, he's a trainer.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, that kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
He's strong and he can hold you if he's got nice toned arms.
So it's a sense of, like, security thing for you?
Because if a guy doesn't have big muscles, he can't hold you.
Nope.
Right.
His arms just get
Somebody
out.
Can just rip you away. Yeah. 20% said chest, 8% said booty.
Hey.
Do real men cry? The guys answered 40% yes, but only in response to tragedies like death of a loved one. 28% said yes, just not publicly. 27% of the guys said yes, real men aren't afraid to show their emotions. Now, we've talked about this before, that can be a real turnoff for a woman, too.
Well, there's the over-crier, but a guy who can express emotion at the appropriate times, I think, is awesome.
I think it depends on what he's crying about. Yeah. I mean, grown man crying just rips my heart apart. Mm-hmm. If it's, you know, because like a dude, what was the dude from The Bachelor? Like, he cries too much.
Yes.
He's like,
Jake. He gets Jason. All emotional about the weirdest things. But, I mean, but if a guy, if it's... In sports, I mean, come on. But if it's like your dad or your mom or your kids or something, I don't know. And a guy starts tearing up, it's just like, oh, breaks my heart.
That goal by Landon Donovan didn't tear you up a little bit.
That what?
That goal by Landon Donovan in the World Cup. If we were hanging out and I would have teared up a little bit about that, you'd have gone, what are you doing?
That would not have broken my heart. No, really? if a man is so affected by something other than sports that causes him to try to fight it off, but he has to let it go, bless
like if
heart.
You were, if we said, if like we were asking you about your wife and said, Bert, why do you love your wife? And you were going on about Stacy and you got choked up and teared up about that, that would be cool.
Okay. But if a guy is like crying over his dead dog for five days, like the first day, would you give him like, okay.
First day
is totally cool.
Yeah. First and second day.
Fifth day is too much.
No, too much.
What if he has really nice arms?
Then he gets 3 days.
Yeah.
Do women put too much value on a man's financial worth? What do you think the percentage of dudes said to yes on that, Wendy?
Ooh, I don't. Maybe 46%?
I think men perceive that to be very important. So I'm going like 70%.
52% of the dudes said. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, but men put a lot of value on women's looks, so it's balanced out.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the equivalent. I do. I think women let guys' looks Katie and I were talking about this yesterday, actually, with some friends of ours. We think that they've, you know, they're with guys that, not in the looks department, but because financially they're sound. That we realize that for straight women, that's a huge attractive factor.
It evens the playing field.
Here's the other part of it that makes it attractive is that ambition is sexy.
Yes.
So if a guy is ambitious and, you know, career oriented and going after what he wants, typically he's more financially successful. So to me, I think that's the hot part about it when you're attracted to somebody.
Isn't it a mixed message for a dude, though? Because I hear you guys saying that can even the playing field. But if a guy starts to flash his bling to you when you first meet him, then you're all turned off by that.
Well, that's you're proving something. Yeah. I think that's different than being ambitious.
That's like
and
trying
successful.
To show off new money.
Yeah,
you're being a poser.
Okay. Mm-hmm. At what age do women start losing their looks?
Oh God,
never.
21.
Never was one of the responses. What percentage do you think said never?
I want to say like 96%.
I say like 6%.
I say 5%.
5%, 6%. Jen, what do you think they're going to say?
I'm going with like 5%.
5%. Well, then you'll be happy that 12% of the dudes said women never start losing their looks.
I'm with them.
32% of dudes said 40 years old. 17% said 50 years old. 24% said 30 years old.
That 24% was 21 years old.
6% said 20 years old, so I don't want to know how old they were. How many pairs of shoes, Jeff? How many pairs of shoes do you own? And that includes running shoes, dress shoes, etc. You told us yesterday you have how many pairs of shoes?
I think it's probably more than what you have indicated.
What was the number you gave us yesterday? You know, my memory is kind
be
of shot.
Proud, what, my man. Be
what
proud.
Was, embrace it.
Come just on. Own
it.
Come on.
It was only because it was higher than Stacy's number.
What was it, Jeff?
90.
Huh?
Wait, 90.
Why are you guys having such problems hearing me this week?
Did you say 9 is my bet?
9, yes.
9.
Yeah.
Jeff has 90
pairs
of shoes. 44% of these guys in this survey said they have 4 to 6 pairs of shoes.
4 to 6.
Four to six, and that is it.
That's low.
That is very low.
Come on.
Why you get mad at me like I'm making up the numbers or something?
Stupid, Bert.
All of it.
22% said they have 7 to 9 pairs of shoes. 16% said they had 10 or more pair of shoes.
Well, some of those guys have those raggedy shoes that they keep wearing over and over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like
they're so comfy, though, man. They try sandals.
If you're in a professional setting, they get that one pair that they shine mm-hmm. all bright. But then they got those flip-flops that the back is off. You know?
It's like an old sorority t-shirt for you, though, probably. Like, it just fits right.
I gave those up a long time ago. You can't hold on to fraternity and sorority shirts past a certain age.
I'm just saying, like, old t-shirts. There are some that just are broken in perfectly.
You can
same
wear
with shoes
that's
and
fine.
Sandals.
Wear them around the house. Wear them in the backyard. Wear them when you're mowing the grass or, you know, working in the garage. That's totally fine. But if you leave the house to go in public in one of those.
Yeah, y'all wear them outside. Come on. And then you don't do nothing with your feet. So you got those nasty, dead crusty heels and toes and you half worn off.
The toenails are curled under.
I will say, I have to commend black men because they are not afraid of a pedicure or a manicure. And I think that is so awesome.
Really?
They love their straightness
and
their maleness in it. And they will be in the nail salon when I'm in there and I'm like, yes, you are doing something nice for your woman today because your feet are going to be nice and soft when you crawl in bed and try to spoon with her and rub those feet all over her. They better be pedicured.
Y'all send such mixed messages dudes are too metrosexual. They're too soft.
And
then you're like, go get your nails done.
No, I'm not talking about your 12 cans of gel you put in your hair. I'm talking about just don't be so lazy that your feet
clean
are half dead.
Yes.
They're yellow nails and they're half dead. What's wrong?
Just clean up your feet. Take a page out of the African American straight man handbook and go get your pedicure.
I don't date men and it irritates the hell out of me. Boys, just soak your feet once in a while. Damn.
On Monday, we'll read more from this survey and we'll start with this one. One I've never understood. They're asking dudes this question. Have you ever faked an orgasm during intercourse? And you won't believe the amount of dudes that have said yes.
Really?
I'm a guy and I don't understand how that number can be so high.
I don't understand the concept, but okay.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it.
but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
We detailed earlier this morning some of the items on this $2 million wedding that Chelsea Clinton is going to have this weekend. By the way, when Jenna Bush got married 2 years ago in Crawford, Texas.
Yes.
Crawford, Texas. $100,000 on the wedding.
Hmm.
Chelsea, she's doing it big. $2 million. We told you that catering was $750,000. We told you that the reception space was $200,000. Flowers, $250,000. Music, $40,000. The wedding dress, I thought would be much more expensive than this, considering it's a $2 million wedding. That's $15,000.
I mean, it's an expensive dress, but...
I just heard way more than that.
No, for a wedding dress?
Uh-huh. That's pretty expensive.
That's pretty much at the top of the chain.
That's ridiculous.
Didn't, like, when J-Lo got married a couple of years ago, wasn't hers, like, $75,000, and it...
I don't know.
Some crazy stuff
that.
On it.
No, well, $15 for a wedding dress.
You could buy a car for that.
That's J-Lo. J-Lo's had Mark Anthony repellent on it, which is very expensive. Keep the ferret away.
The photography at Chelsea Clinton's wedding over the weekend is $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
The video, $25,000. Lighting, $100,000.
You gotta have good lighting.
Hair and makeup, $20,000. She spent $50,000 on the invitations. Wow. $175,000 on the party planner. The rehearsal dinner alone is $250,000.
That's awesome.
Security, $30,000.
Security.
$10,000 for valet parking and between $8,000 and $10,000 for the wedding cake.
Well, good for her.
So she's
been
through
a lot of crap. She deserves a $2 million wedding, you know?
Get it. The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.